Tensions rise on the Korean Peninsula.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. North Korea has blocked South Korean worker access to an industrial zone along the border of the two countries. The Gaesong Industrial Complex was the last functioning crossing between the North and the South. The BBC's John Sudworth joins us from Seoul, South Korea, with the latest. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, first of all, how important is this industrial zone to the North economically to have it functioning with cooperation from both the South and the North?
Well, it's a small project, something like 100 or so factories there, but it does employ a large number of North Korean workers. Some estimates suggest that it brings North Korea about $80 million in revenue. Again, you know, in terms of a large scale economy, that doesn't sound a lot. But when you consider how impoverished North Korea is, it's money that probably matters. And cynics have suggested that over the years, even at times of deteriorating relations between the South and heightened tension, the North hasn't been willing to turn off that tap. It hasn't been willing to live up to its threats to close down this complex because that money is so important.
Now, the North did block access to this briefly back in 2009. What does this say about the tensions right now?
You're right. It was closed down temporarily back in 2009, again at another time of heightened tension between North and South. And I think some people would suggest that what we're seeing now is part of this pattern, this sort of cyclical process on the Korean Peninsula of raising tension and then negotiations to try to lower it again. And, you know, when they return to the negotiating table, if they do, it will be undone for a price. They will demand economic or diplomatic or security concessions for reopening Gaesong or closing down their nuclear complex. It's a pattern we've seen many times before.
The BBC's John Sudworth in Seoul, South Korea. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure, Jeremy. Thank you.